It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
All right, Tuesday's here. Keith is on the phone. Let's have a Second Date Update. What up, Keith? How we doing?
Hey, Frito, Katie, what's going on? I'm good. How are you guys?
Too early to tell,
yep.
Keith.
This is usually the start of our problems.
Can I be honest with y'all? Please. I have never really heard of this segment before.
Oh, lucky man.
Ow.
Lucky
man.
Well, yeah, does that sting personally? Yes. Am I glad for you that you haven't had to live through, I don't know how many hundreds of these we've done so far, but it's a lot. So, you're not familiar. How did you end up emailing us then? Like, what did you think you were asking for?
Well, you know, even though I'm not a daily listener, I've got a friend that listens to y'all a lot, apparently.
Right.
And I was telling him about this girl that I was talking to who completely just up and vanished on me. And he thought that maybe you might be able to get me in touch.
That's your friend?
That is not the kind of person you need in your life.
No.
I'm going to be honest with you.
No, brother.
The girl or the friend.
No,
run.
No, King.
Run away.
No.
I mean, he told me at the very least that you're good at getting people to actually pick up the phone.
Okay. Fair assessment.
I think he also knew someone who like convinced a girl to go out with him again because he was on one of these, and that y'all like got the hookup. So I figured, what the hell?
Okay, well, I'll say this. That's true. We have had people get the second date, and having set these up,
yeah,
we know what that second date ends up being a lot of times. So
we do seemingly have a bigger budget for this than we do for most things.
Almost everything at the radio station. And look, maybe it's because we
rare. They're so rare. That's
yeah,
it, right?
They never get handed out. So the money just builds up and builds up. But remember, we don't know if your friend told you this, but an added little wrinkle, even if you don't get the date, you might still have a Twin Peaks gift card in your future.
Oh, okay. Okay, nice.
Tell us about this girl. What happened?
Well, I mean, like, she was great. Right. Like, we met online a couple of weeks back and we've been messaging back and forth, just trying to like figure each other out, see if we meshed. And it seemed like we did. She moved here from New Orleans and brought up that, you know, it's kind of hard to find that like authentic, that Cajun seafood and
yep.
stuff like that.
Right.
So I thought I'd impress her with a little Papa Do's action.
Oh, okay.
And it worked. It worked out. It also worked because I had scored a gift card for them at a charity auction thing that I did a while back.
Okay. And so that does sound like a winning strategy to me.
Well, you paid with a gift card then?
Oh.
What? I mean, yeah. Why wouldn't I?
Was she aware that you were using the gift card?
Right.
Or like, did you tell her about it? Did you like whip it out and hand it to the server like, oh, whoa, I got a gift card?
Yeah.
Like, how did you play it?
I didn't announce to the entire restaurant that I had a gift card, if that's what you mean.
It is.
I put it in the little folder thing and gave it to the server, and, I mean, she didn't mention it, so I don't know if she saw it or not.
You think that's, you think that's what we're dealing with here, or what? Like, I mean,
why would that have anything to do with a ghosting, you know?
It's come up before, man. And there are a lot of petty people out there.
Yeah.
And for some reason, one of the things that really upsets people the most is a gift card or a coupon, even just mentioning it.
They feel it's crass, feels low.
But it's Papa Do's. Like, why the hell would you care how I paid for it?
Well, look, we shouldn't jump the gun here. Might not have anything to do with the gift card. We don't know.
Was there anything else that went wrong that you can think of?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I thought it was a great date. Do you really think it was the gift card? Because if it was, this win a free second date thing is about to blow up in my face.
That's the truth, brother. If it is, this is not going to work out for you.
I mean, I was just checking. You weren't on your phone for like a long period of time. You weren't like yelling at random kids.
Yeah, you were
in the restaurant.
Exactly.
None of that.
there weren't any public outbursts.
I don't remember yelling at kids.
I feel like you would have too, unless you were so angry you blacked out.
Just things.
Could be another reason.
Things that have come up that we want to address before we get her on the phone. Let's get down to business. Tori's her name. We're going to talk to her. We're going to find out what's up coming up next with Frito and Katie.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
So Keith was our our man on the hook today.
Keith, dropping that gift card.
Gift card.
Yeah, that's well, that's an early leader.
Gift card.
Yeah, I got my money's gift card.
My stomach dropped as soon as he said it.
You just know.
Because it's not a reason to blow up a first date, but it is definitely a reason we have heard multiple times.
Yeah, that's the thing, is what waits on the other end of that phone today?
I mean, he was right. Even if it's a gift card, you got Papados.
Yeah. What's not to like?
It's a great, great deal.
Oh, my God.
Let's get Tori on the line, find out what's really going on. Hey, Tori, are you there?
Hi, this is Tori.
Tori, hey, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. How you doing?
Oh, hi. What's up, guys?
Hey, Tori, we're calling you today about something really cool.
Oh, my gosh. It's 7:30 in the morning. Yes. I think I'm familiar.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it is.
It is time for second date update.
Okay. Okay, so this is going to be one of two guys, I'm assuming.
Is there one you'd rather it be about? You said you got two guys it could be.
So there's one name I really hope you aren't going to throw out right now. I'm just like a little bit nervous.
Aren't.
Okay. So we got one
bad one.
We got one bad one, but
and
one.
And maybe one okay one.
All right.
A bad one.
Ooh, this is good.
All right.
This is good.
I don't know how this is going to go. The person that you would be going out with, remember, Tori, you would get to build this dream date, get to put it together, all the activities you want to do. You just have to do it with Keith.
Thank God. Oh man. That was pretty stressful. I'm not going to lie.
I was stressed too.
We picked right. This is good. This is good.
Glad it wasn't a bad one. Okay. Does that mean this is going to be an easy second date now that you know he's interested?
I'm not paid for it, to be honest.
Tori.
You know, I feel like you got our hopes up like that. We were so excited.
Well, I could kind of use some help with this because I did. I liked Keith, but I was kind of really confused about, like, him a little bit, to be honest.
All right, let's troubleshoot this here. What was the issue? What happened on your date?
So, he knows I love Cajun food. I'm from New Orleans. It's in my blood. So he takes us to this place called Papa Doe. And, of course, my initial reaction, I thought it was pretty funny because they have, like, Louisiana seafood, you know, quote-unquote,
right,
gumbo on the menu. And so, of course, I'm going to be critical, right?
Oh, no.
But it was good. It was good. I totally cannot hate. But something about the night, the meal, honestly, just the experience, it kept throwing me off. Something just wasn't quite right, like, almost.
Okay.
I couldn't put my finger on it for a while, and it really was the way he smelled.
Oh, God.
It was him.
Are we talking?
And you're in a seafood place.
Oh, and it's
so
Papa
Doe.
So it had
to, like,
dude, you realize
really
how
be bad. So we're talking about,
oh my God,
body odor, BO. He had a BO issue.
God, no. It wasn't BO. It was kind of like the opposite issue.
Okay.
I know guys like cologne sometimes, and I get it, right? But it was really bugging me because it was such a familiar scent. And then I realized why it was so familiar.
Okay.
He literally was wearing Tom Ford Black Orchid, the same perfume my best friend wears, women's perfume. You know, how do you react to something like that? And I don't want to embarrass him.
Weird.
What?
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't know how to take this either. There's one person who can.
There is.
That person conveniently is here. Keith?
Yeah, I mean, I can't deny it. I'm guilty, but I don't care.
Okay, so Keith, is it like a Tom Ford, whatever it was, for men?
Yeah.
Or is it just like the scent? I mean, out of all of them, how did you end up with that?
Yeah, on the women's aisle. What occurred?
Look, here's the thing. It smells great. I dated a girl who used to wear it, and I just love the scent. I hated her. But I love the scent.
Okay.
It's too good. You know, it's not, like, unusual. I feel like a lot of guys are wearing, like, quote-unquote women's scents. And, like, they're trying to push for perfumes to be unisex anyways.
I'm sorry. I just have to call BS on that one.
Well, look, I could.
My question, though, is you said lots of men are doing this now.
Yes.
It's like lots of men in the way that lots of men are wearing pearls because, like, Harry Styles did it one time.
Yeah, that sounds, you know, like someone that's very rich and wealthy or, like, very out there might do. But I don't think it's. I mean, is it mainstream? Am I walking down the street and running into dudes wearing perfume? I'm not sure about that.
I mean, like, look, it's just not something that's really talked about too much. I mean, if you went around and just asked random dudes on the street, like, I've got a few friends who do this too. I'm not by myself on this. They just choose lighter scents, and I'm not knocking cologne, right? Like, I used to have my signature scent, but that one went away, and I just switched it. It's got nothing to do with masculinity or nothing. I'm confident in myself. I just like the way it smells.
I'm glad you're confident. Or maybe we're wrong. See, I'm not in style at all. I couldn't tell you. Maybe this is the new hot thing.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. But you're right. The thing we need to fixate on here,
yes,
is not women's perfume, but rather, Tori, can you overlook that fact to go out on a second date with Keith? How are you feeling about this? About this explanation,
well,
or lack thereof?
I mean, it could be so much worse. The date was nice. I mean, I can't say no to a second date, but just maybe we can kind of work on, because I like the masculinity, you know?
Can I suggest a nice Jovan Musk, sir? Would we be okay if we give you a bottle of Jovan Musk
in
there?
Guys, you can get it at Walgreens. I'll pick some up.
It does not break our budget, my friend. Just saying. Keith,
I love that.
Yeah, don't answer. We'll take that as a yes.
Love that.
And we will get you to hang on the line. We'll hook you up for this second date. Thank y'all so much.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.